Monument to the Dead of Meliard. On the monuments of Mort de Meliard, or cemetery, in addition to the plaque in homage to the deportees who died for France, there is a second plaque that castigates the war and refers to the pacifist message of other monuments, such as Roque, Commentary, Saint-Martin d'Estreux, or Gentilly-Pierrot. Gilbert Bidet, committed peasant and deported resistance fighter. Gilbert Bidet was a veteran of the First World War and recipient of the Croix de Guerre and two Silver Stars. He was a sharecropper farmer in the Chapelier area in Meliard, married and the father of two children. He had been the deputy mayor since 1935. But in January 1940, he was removed from this mandate by refusing to renounce his membership of the Communist Party. In the autumn of 1941, various documents, a communist leaflet, and a letter with the names of communist militants were found in a suit given to the cleaning service in Saint-Poussin. The list was sent to the gendarmerie. Arrested, charged, and convicted. On November the 9th, 1941, nine inhabitants of Trebon and Meliard, including Gilbert Bidet and Claude Bilan, were arrested by the Montais gendarmes. They were interned in the military prison of the 92nd RI in Clermont-Ferrand, awaiting their trial on February 26, 1942, by the special section of the military court of Clermont-Ferrand. Gilbert Bidet was accused of having, in the course of 1941, in any case for a period of time not prescribed in Meliard or Allier, carried out an activity having directly or indirectly the object of propagating the slogans emanating from or falling within the scope of the Third Communist International, or bodies controlled, in fact, by this Third International, including by being part of an underground communist cell. By attending a meeting of a communist nature on November 4th, 1941, and by paying a contribution for communist propaganda. Interned and deported, Bidet was sentenced to 3 years in prison and interned in Muzak prison. Later he was granted a one-year remission, but following an unfavorable report from the Renseignement Généraux, the intelligence service of the French police, he was again interned by prefectural order in the Saint-Sulpice-le-Point camp. On February the 4th, 1944, the uprising of prisoners singing the Marseillaise prevented the departure of many of them to German fortification sites in the Atlantic. As a result of their resistance, the GMR only took a few barracks managers to the Saint-Michel prison in Toulouse. However, on July 30th, 1944, the camp was surrounded by an SS company and emptied. Bidet left Toulouse on July 31st, 1944, in convoy number 1252, and arrived in Buchenwald on August 6, 1944. Where he received the number 69956 and was assigned to a commando work unit in the Plomets salt mines. Martyred. According to fellow prisoner Paul Becky's testimony, we worked 12 hours a day. We were covered with vermin. For several months, we slept at the bottom of the mine. In spite of the inhumane conditions and ill treatment, Bidet continued to resist. According to the further testimony of Paul Becky, one day the four of us were loading a wagon with earth and Father Bidet was filling his shovel and returning it to the place in order not to work for the Germans. The German foreman noticed this, so he took the shovel from Father Bidet's hands and gave him a severe beating with the shovel. Undernourished as he was, and very weakened, Bidet was killed one night in the latrines with a truncheon. He died on January 9th, 1945, in Buchenwald.